Well, after a brief hiatus to celebrate the death and resurrection of our Lord, as well as spending some much-needed time with Mrs. Fox 519, I am back. And wow, do I have some news for you coming out of Russia again. This week we saw stock prices crumble, Russia announced a new currency to be deployed in May, and the number of unemployed workers reaches epidemic heights. This is Sunday, April 27, 2014, and I am Fox 519, bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye in the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt. Welcome back. Well, I've got a question for you. For those of you in the stock market this week, how did your portfolio do? Well, from my vantage point, probably not very well. This week, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P all closed this week with fair-sized losses after companies like Apple, Amazon, and Visa all missed their earning marks for projected earnings. Other factors contributing to the market downturns are the escalating situation in the Ukraine after Secretary of State Kerry announced that there would be sanctions levied against Russia again in the coming weeks. Now, if you've been smart with your money and invested in gold and silver, both of those were up this week. After watching the market for 14 years, I know that the closer we proceed to a world war with Russia, the more we're going to see commodity prices increase. But be aware, if you have money in the market, you need to be able to access that right away. Most brokerage houses cannot get your money right away. It's usually a 24-hour to 48-hour option. My best advice is always this. Keep your money where you can access it immediately. Better yet, keep it in physical gold and silver where you can get at it right away. Another major world news this week, Russia has taken another step in killing our petrodollar. Several Russian news outlets, including state-run Pravda.ru, are reporting that the leaders of Russia, Kazakhstan, and Belarus are going to sign a form creating the Eurasian Customs Union. And by signing this agreement in May, it'll accelerate the formation of the new economic union and a joint currency. And I'm going to pronounce it the ALTYN. Now, I may be mispronouncing that. It's spelled A-L-T-Y-N. Russia's economy is 8 times smaller than the U.S., but by forming the new empire on the top of vast amounts of resources, this economic bloc will be a serious threat to our U.S. petrodollar. As I have reported before, Russia has been speaking openly for some time about getting rid of the U.S. dollar for trading energy and has been building its own payment system for their own payment clearing. They have also been closing record deals with China and other countries for gas exports. The Eurasian Economic Union will be a powerful stab at our U.S. dollar hegemony. Oh, by the way, the meaning of the word ALTYN is Turkish in nature, and guess what it means? Gold. Funny how Russia is the number 2 importer of gold in the world is now launching its own currency named after its own precious metal. Finally tonight, in an excellent bit of reporting, SHTF Plan has come out with a list of 18 items showing that government dependence has reached epidemic levels. All the items in the list are disturbing, but here are the items that I find most important that I think that you should know. Number 1, there are 86 million Americans paying taxes to the government, while 148 million people are the collectors of government-backed entitlements. Number 3, the government has spent $3.7 trillion in the past 5 years on welfare. Number 9, and this is pretty disturbing, according to one calculation, this is from the Heritage Foundation, the number of Americans on food stamps is now greater than the combined populations of Alaska, Arkansas, Connecticut, Delaware, District of Columbia, Hawaii, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Maine, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Oregon, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, and Wyoming. And then we have 16 and 17. That show that in the next 25 years, the number of people who will need or use Social Security will increase from 62 million to 100 million, and that we are now faced with unfunded liabilities of $134 trillion for those payouts. All these statistics show one thing and one thing alone, my fellow readouters. We are living on borrowed time, and time is rapidly running out. It's time for you to get your finances and your prep plans in order before the bottom falls out. Well, with these three stories in mind, here's what I'm doing with my finances in the coming weeks. Well, I guess it's not so much about my finances, but it's about my own health. In doing all the outside work now at my retreat/farm, I'm finding that I've been really out of shape. You know, I would challenge each one of you listening to get in shape now. The amount of hard work you will have to do when Teotihuacan happens is going to triple. and you're really going to need to be ready to meet it. Go out this week, split some wood, haul some gravel, and take a walk with a 20-pound pack every night if you can. Your health is an investment, and you should want your investment to pay off. Well, if you do want it to pay off, then you need to work at it. Well, thanks again for listening, and for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.